You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, y'all, this is Heather McFadyen.
And Cynthia Yanoff.
Welcome to season one of Sidetracked. What you're about to hear originally aired on the Don't Mom Alone podcast.
And so for your convenience, we've put all of our Sidetracked episodes in one place. So enjoy.
Enjoy.
Excuse me, I play the clarinet. And I don't... See, that's not a punchline. See, that's why people don't like you.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Don't Mom Alone podcast. I'm your host, Heather McFadyen, and this is the place where I get to walk alongside you and connect you with people and resources so you know that you don't mom alone. I have been loving this Summer of Mentorship series. Unfortunately, though, it is our last week, week six of the series that we did with Cynthia Yanoff, host of the Mesmerize podcast. We had a good time, and it sounds like y'all have too, but also have had some good perspective and wisdom that we snuck in there, a little mentoring. Today's episode, we are answering a listener's question about how to help her daughter reach the next stages, grow in resilience, move through some challenging things. And Cynthia and I share how what can feel like an apparent failure can actually help our children grow in their own resiliency. So let's get right to it. This is episode 419. Here we go. So I attempted to distribute chores in a fun way.
Okay.
And
does that exist?
And I set these cups out on the table, and inside was a post-it note with the job or post-it note that said no chore. And then I gave them a little Nerf bullet ball. Okay, so it's about not even an inch in diameter. Okay. And I hand it to my 17-year-old who's trying to leave the house to go to probably like a baseball game that your son's playing in. I don't even know. Like he was on a time crunch on a Saturday. And he looks at me, he goes, "Mom, you know this is going to take a million tries for us to get this ball in one of those cups." And I'm like getting discouraged. And then one of my son goes, "Mom, just because this worked for a family on Twitter doesn't mean it's going to work for us." And first of all, I'm not a tweeter. Second of all, it was a family on Instagram. Okay. And
so, excuse me.
Excuse me, son. But totally called out. And so I just took the cups and I just handed them each a cup. And I'm like, "Look in the cup for a post-it note. That's your job for the
next
week."
That's your job.
But I mean, do you like this to me? If I can look back over the history of mothering, distributing, figuring out jobs and chores, making sure it's this balance that we're told. Our kids need to contribute and they need to know how to do the laundry and yada, yada, yada. But the management of it is crazy making. Like let's say you get this perfectly curated plan and then it's like sticking with it. It's like, well, that was a nice conversation. That was a nice family meeting we just had. Do you understand?
Yeah. Well, the thing is I'm faster at chores and I'm better at chores.
Okay.
No offense, everybody. I mean, better than my kids, which is not saying anything because they're just heinous when it comes to that. Yeah. And so I'm like, I mean, I can have you do all your own laundry, but then you're washing jeans with white shirts. And I've told you we can't do that. And then it's a whole thing. So I get in that whole thing of like, oh, it's just faster for me to do it. I'm sorry, though, but I got to step back for a second, Heather. Have you done any like... I'm not on TikTok, but I see some of the things come around the videos and reels. Yours was a fail. I'm just gonna call it a fail. We're good enough friends. I'm gonna say that throw
the
a ball
global
in the
munchkins.
Cup.
That was who it was. The global munchkins. They just have the happiest family. Apparently.
At least on video.
Yeah.
Have you done any other of like big things like from TikTok or Reels or whatever and you've tried it and failed? Because I just wanted to share with you.
I've so many times, but I yes, mean, please. So many.
One of my favorites was I think Did I can cook. No, I think I can cook like them, or I can like do. And so I was going to do a Halloween charcuterie because it was so cute and it looked like a skeleton.
Yeah.
And my kids were like, what on God's green earth is that? And I'm like, oh, it's a skeleton. And so I showed them the picture, like from a screenshot from the video. Everyone was like, and then my friends all came up for a Halloween party. Everybody's like, oh gosh, like, what is that?
This is terrifying.
Yeah.
You worked. You scared them.
Right? Right. Yeah. And so I'm going to start my own like channel or something. Instagram that's fails, just like, yeah. TikTok fails. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty
there's
of
Pinterest
those.
Fails. I know there's Pinterest fails. That's like a whole TV show maybe. Like,
that's totally. And so parenting fails. that's why we're here today. No, we're not.
That's why we're mentoring you, because we have failed. Mm-hmm. Don't do what we've done. But I think last night it was not a good moment when I was making a recipe from Instagram that my 15-year-old loved. He said, this is a hit. This is delicious.
Yeah.
My 11-year-old barely licked it. I was like, you have to take a bite. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of our thing. We don't force anyone to eat anything, but you got to try.
Take a bite.
Yeah. You can't just judge it. Don't judge a mm-hmm. quesadilla by its looks. He takes a bite and he has the most dramatic gag situation over to the trash can. Mm-hmm. And I mean, okay, granted, some people can't do fruit and meat together, right? It's pineapple and barbecue chicken quesadilla. Delicious.
It's like a pizza, basically.
It's like a, yeah, I love pepper. It's a Texas I love pizza. Pineapple on my pizza.
Me too.
Yeah, but oh, not, that's why we're not 11-year-olds.
No, they don't. And they're so dramatic. I'll tell you what, I tried something too recently and my husband said, as one of my kids was doing that gagging the whole thing, mm-hmm. and my husband's like, she's made worse. Like, see, I don't know that I felt like that affirmed anything.
Sounds a little backhanded.
She's made worse, but
she's made worse. Yeah. No, I've been told that friends of my kids, their moms are really good cooks.
The kids will say that. Listen
and
to
I'm
me.
Like, yes, I, they it do. Really set me in a little spiral. I canceled my HelloFresh. I was like, okay, I'm going to prove to you that I can cook. And then I made...
Unless HelloFresh is sponsoring today, then
you
didn't.
They're not sponsoring today.
Okay.
And then I made him gag. So apparently I have a lot of... Yeah, back to HelloFresh, because that is a 4 out of 6 for sure win. Like, if there's two maybe who won't like it. But it's so hard to feed like everybody. Someone's going to be unhappy. And this is the thing.
Usually me.
Keeping all of the kids happy, mm-hmm. impossible.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And so there's this quote that I can't, it's like, okay.
It comes from Genesis 5.
It's 3. Not, I'm not quoting scripture, but I can, I will.
There's this quote there's from this Moses. Quote.
No, there's a quote from our culture that I completely dislike. And it's, you probably heard this. It's, you're only as happy as your unhappiest child.
You're only as happy as your unhappiest child. It sounds totally codependent.
Right. Well,
like
yeah.
my happiness is dependent on their happiness.
On my kids' happiness. Yeah. And here's the thing.
I lived that way for too long, Cynthia. Right?
You're not the boss of me. No, but here's the thing. You figure out about your kids. Like, listen, I'm figuring out myself too. But your kids are not all going to be happy all the time. And in fact, in the midst of the unhappiness and learning to do chores and learning to live with other people and all the gritty, gritty stuff is really where they're learning what life is. And really, that's faith too. Not because our faith just makes us unhappy, but there are hard things in faith that we're going to walk through, that we're going to do. And we've got to have the perseverance to say, like, listen, what's the bigger picture here? And I'm willing to walk through fire a little bit because I know that that's refinement. And that got real spiritual real fast. But
I mean, deep.
Excuse me while I quote scripture.
Where's the offering plate?
Right. Right. But I do think that we can't buy into this whole thing that if we're all about our kids' happiness, we get in trouble fast. And so whether it's chores or whatever the things are, let's get comfortable in that we're not going to be only as happy as our least happy kid, because there's always somebody unhappy.
Yeah. And that is real. I mean, it is still a struggle. Like this week of final schedules, and I'm picking up and dropping off kids, and people are unhappy. Like, to meet with you today, I had to drop off a kid at Chick-fil-A. That's a pretty good gig, okay, first of all.
I'd never be unhappy with that, especially after your quesadilla pineapple disaster.
He goes to Chick-fil-A, and then he's going to go to his final. He's going to be fine. But there was a little pushback. Like, oh, you can't take me when I need to be there exactly when I need to be there. No, I have a life, and, you know, But I don't love it. So I can relate to this listener question. I think at the heart of this listener's question is this topic that we're going to talk about. It's true. We can get stuck in the idea that we want our kids to be happy. We ultimately care about their well-being. You want to give them everything they need to grow and thrive now and in the future. That's why I love sharing with you guys term life insurance from Fabric by Gerber Life. They help protect your family so their future is secure, no matter what happens. Fabric was designed by parents for parents to help you get a high quality, surprisingly affordable term life insurance policy in less than 10 minutes. Fabric's new lower prices could mean potentially significant savings over other providers. With great quality policies like $1 million in coverage for less than a dollar a day. Life insurance can have a bad rap for being complicated, but Fabric makes it easy to apply with its seamless digital experience. It's all online and on your schedule. If you need extra support, Fabric's team of licensed insurance agents can answer questions along the way. Because it takes less than 10 minutes to apply, you can see your quote, personalize your quote to fit your family's needs, and you could be offered coverage instantly with no health exam required. Fabric has partnered with Gerber Life, trusted by millions of families like yours for over 50 years. They also have over 1,600 five-star reviews on Trustpilot.com. Fabric has a 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can cancel at any time. Fabric was specifically designed to give parents like you affordable term life insurance. They also have wills, access to college savings funds, which, y'all, that's right on my horizon, and more, all in an easy online experience. Protect your family today with Fabric by Gerber Life. Get your personalized quote in seconds at meetfabric.com/DMA. That's meetfabric.com/DMA, and meet is spelled M-E-E-T, fabric.com/DMA. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company. Not available in certain states, prices subject to underwriting and health questions. So here's the question.
This is Haley. I've been listening for a couple of years and I really enjoy it. I have a few questions about my five-year-old. She's starting kindergarten this fall. I'll also be becoming a big sister a couple of months later. So I'm just looking for ideas on how to transition for both of those big events. Also needing tips on getting her to wear an eye patch for lazy eye 3 hours a day when bribing does not work. And also looking for tips on getting her to fall asleep at night on her own instead of having me in there for a couple of hours every night. But any tips you have, that would be great. Thanks.
I hear that she's saying she's going to have to do hard things like kindergarten, big sister, and an eye patch for 3 hours a day, which, you know what? All that is hard. Like,
yeah.
Have you had kids? You know, mm-hmm. I remember with a baby, first baby, it was reflux medicine.
Yes.
You know, or the things where you're like, they get some, I don't know, taking antibiotics. That was a beast. Making them do things that they, you know, for ultimately it's for their good. Like the eye patch is for her good ultimately to fix this condition. Kindergarten, got to go to kindergarten, be able to go to first grade, to be able to go to second. I mean, it's a hard thing, but it's like part of their resiliency is learning, oh, look what I was able to do. Think of my nephew who had severe allergies. Severe. He is the grittiest kid I know. Because he had to push through feeling real uncomfortable a lot of his childhood and having to miss out on eating things and having to be concerned about things that most kids don't have to be concerned about. But I'm telling you what, he's a fighter. He's got a heart of a lion.
Yeah. Well, and everything in you wants to take away the hard for our kids. Everything in me wants to take away the hard. And I don't mean maybe, I mean, maybe not.
We don't want to force, like, circumstances in life will be hard. We'll walk through hard things just naturally. But I think we want to kind of bubble wrap a little bit, like, we don't want them to have to go through things.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think about this, like, as our listener's talking out, sending a kid to kindergarten, I'm just going to say this. I'm going to go out there and just say, there's enough people listening to this podcast, or maybe not after hearing this last few weeks. Maybe nobody's listening.
If you're still with us in a week six.
You've really bought into
welcome
this.
Welcome to people.
We want to thank you and HelloFresh. No, but I will say this. One of my kiddos, when I figured out in kindergarten that we got a call that they were putting him in the reading club. Okay. And this is like
a reading
club? The reading club is for kids who can't, who are struggling to read. Okay.
But that sounds positive. Reading club kind of sounds like, oh,
it's a club.
Like, but it's like special.
Well, the teacher called and she's like, listen, we're putting Brett in the reading club. I'm like, I bet you are, because he's precious. She's like, well, it's for kids who struggle in reading. And I was like, oh, wait, that's not a club we're looking to be in. And but she's like, yeah, you know, let's pull him out. We're going to do a little extra, like, you know,
focused attention, yes, on right, reading.
Okay. So she hangs up and I'm like, well, this is the end. Like, this kid like can't read. So he's never going to make it through this school and he's never going to get out through any school. Definitely no college. Like, we're not going to have a job. And so I'm guessing that, like, at this point, we just make him comfortable. And, like, I literally, like, you guys, I'm not a
you
big...
You went down that path.
I did. And yeah, I'm not usually a spiraler, but I spiraled. And, I mean, tears in the eyes. I go to pick him up from school. I'm like, how am I going to tell him? Like, I hate to tell your five-year-old self this, but this is the end. And so I get there, and he comes out of school bubbly, jumps in the car, happy as can be. And he's like, best day ever, Mom. I'm like, why is that? And he's like, I, of all the kids in class, got picked for the reading club. And I was like, oh.
See, they marketed that so well.
Right. And you know what I say? Like, he said, he explains to me, the teacher said, I get to do this and that. And he goes through what the teacher had told him. And I am thinking, thank goodness that teacher got to him before I did. Yeah, right? Because, like, doom and gloom over here.
Yeah,
but
that's
here's
true.
What I know
don't
now.
Don't mom alone.
Don't mom alone, people. Here's what I know now that I didn't know in the moment. So I've seen this play out at the benefit of now. He's in high school. And by the way, everyone, newsflash, he can read. We're all good here. But it was the beginning of learning some things about some learning differences and some hard places he was going to walk. And I've learned from this, the very hardest places this kiddo has walked, the things he's had to go through trying to learn, especially in a school that's academically pretty challenging where we have him. And I have realized that he is now the hardest worker. Every coach that coaches him says this. Every teacher says it. Like, I've never had a grittier, harder working kid, kind of like you were saying earlier. And the thing about this, you guys, is the very thing that God was developing in him and creating him to be was the very thing I would have stripped away given any opportunity.
Totally.
I didn't want him to have a learning difference. I didn't want him to struggle in school. I would have done anything to take that away. And the Lord was using that and creating a kid now that is so empathetic and kind and hardworking. Yes, he has flaws. He's a 16-year-old boy. But he was creating these things in him that I now see what the Lord is going to use in him, all of which, if I could have avoided the hard in his life, if I could have stripped that away, I would have done anything. And so that's kind of a bigger example of, like, yeah, I know we're talking chores and all this stuff, but that's just how parenting works. Like, there's the things that are going to be hard, and they're not going to get invited to the party, and they're going to not make the team, and these hard places, and these very hard places so often are the places where God's really making them into who he needs them to be.
Yeah. And watching it happen and being the cheerleader instead of the, like, dooms.
Like there. Me pulling up in tears.
I mean, goodness.
Right?
No, I think he did benefit from his teacher that day and not you.
There's most days that I think my kids have benefited from a teacher and not me, y'all.
I think it is our fears. Like, we fear, oh my goodness, this is going to be too much for this child. And those fears can be felt. I remember we were just at spring break. We were at Broken Bow and my son was going to jump across this little part of the water from one thing of rocks to another thing of the rocks, and I start listing off all the things that could go wrong, and he was totally,
like, out loud.
Yes, he was totally fine jumping until I start listing all of the things that could happen. He's like, geez, Mom, now I'm like terrified of all those things happening. I'm like, well, there you go, that's what I'm here for.
I apologize for that, but literally isn't
but
that,
I think it yeah it's yeah. like a, we if we're having fears about and in this listener's case, you know, the kindergarten and the big sister and all of that, we need to bring those to God and say, God, I'm concerned about this, and find our peace and security there. And we're just speaking life over that child, because I have found, you know, I'm not great at words of affirmation. We talked about that in the last episode. I'm not, my husband needs them. It's not my gifting. Mm-hmm. I tend to see what's wrong or what could be wrong, but to put on that, the times I've actually spoken life over my boys, mm-hmm. it matters. They rise to the occasion. Man, yeah. You're going to be such a great big sister. Mm-hmm. I can't wait. I remember my dad would say that. You are going to be an amazing wife. You are going to be, it's like speaking into the confidence you have before you see any of them doing any of the things.
Right. Priscilla Shire does something. She was one time.
Oh, her little speech.
Yes. She was one time on my old podcast, and she was so good. She was, but she, talking about that, and I think it's been all over her social. But
no, are you talking about the thing where she would do the speech to her boys?
Like as they leave the house, yeah. She's like, you're not a follower. You're a leader. You are blah, blah, blah. You're creative.
You're the head, not the tail. You're the, da, da, da. All this scripture.
Literally, Heather and I clearly don't do this because we can't even come up with what Priscilla's doing.
We've got it.
We could have nailed. We could have knocked her off at a minimum.
Nailed, I think.
But she does. She speaks affirmation into her kids before she can see it. It's believing in what you can't see. And going back for just a second and on my kiddo and the learning difference story, like what a game changer it would have been if I could have believed forward in what God was doing in his life. I couldn't see it. I was so stuck in the immediacy. But if I could have in those moments believed forward in what God was going to do with him, even in the hard, he didn't take it away. He didn't make it easier. It wasn't this like perfect path that I thought parenting and my kids' development was going to look like. But I needed to believe forward in what God could do. Mm-hmm. And I thankfully am surrounded by some people who can believe forward in the places where I don't do that well. That's my good. Mom, my friends. And so I would say the same thing for Priscilla Shire. She's believing forward in it. And in these hard places, these hard things they're facing, you guys, like we've got to learn to believe forward in what God's doing.
Hey, y'all. Summer, unfortunately, is coming to an end, which means a lot of you are ramping up for school. And it's all about making the transition smoother and easier for both you and your little ones. And guess what? Our amazing sponsor, Mr. Penn, has got your back. Mr. Penn is the go-to destination for all your back-to-school essentials, from pens, pencils, and highlighters to notebooks and planners. They've got everything your child needs to conquer the new school year. Mr. Penn was started by a Christian teacher seeing the daily struggles of students and other teachers. They have over 100,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Their products are legit, fun, and so affordable. And they get to your house so quickly. Moms, don't stress about the back-to-school shopping frenzy. Instead, head over to Amazon and buy it quickly, affordably, and easily with Mr. Penn. And if you buy Mr. Penn on Amazon, use the code Heather10MP at checkout and get 10% off your first order. So that 10 is for 10. The MP is for Mr. Penn. So, oh, it rhymes. 10 Mr. Penn. Okay. Heather10MP at checkout, and you get 10% off your first order. All right. Where are my employers? I know hiring is a challenge, and maybe you love a challenge, but you also would appreciate a hiring partner that helps you rise to the challenge. You need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform that lets you attract, interview, and hire all in one place. You're going to save hours of time that you would normally spend on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills. Indeed has a powerful hiring platform that helps you do everything you need to do. They streamline hiring with tools that help you find matched candidates. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed data in the US. One of the things I love about Indeed is how they offer so many different tools in the hiring process. Things like inviting candidates to apply, which will increase the likelihood that they will apply to your job. They have assessment tools. They also have a place where you can actually perform the interview using their platform. And you only pay for applicants that meet your must-have requirements. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. If you start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit, to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/DMA. This offer is good for a limited time. So claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/DMA. Just go to Indeed.com/DMA and support the show by saying you heard about it on this podcast. Indeed.com/DMA. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
Well, and what I heard in that too is surround yourself with people that believe it for your kids. Yes. There's a story where, like, I remember I made chocolate dipped strawberries for my boys,
and it was for this surprise, like, after nap treat. And I felt really good about myself. Like, maybe I'd seen it on Pinterest.
I felt bad about myself.
Yeah, you should feel bad. But the thing, one of my oldest came and he sees them and he goes, well, how many can we have? And I was telling a friend the story. I'm like, can you believe that? How ungrateful is this child? And I'm like personally offended, right? Mm-hmm. Like still, this was days later. I'm still offended. She's like, oh, it just sounds like he's a planner.
Mm.
Oh, mm. Okay. So sometimes we need to have the people around us who see things in our kids that we're forgetting, or when we hit those teen years and we're, you know, feeling real bleak about how God could redeem any of it, that we, you know, with the gold chains and the cherry bomb, you know, exhaust, that we need people who are like, oh, but I see, you know, coaches that say, oh, I see him working really hard, or, you know, they get some award that you're like not expecting. Cynthia and I were sitting in these awards, you know,
just recently.
Our kids have been going to school together, but we have just recently found each other as moms. I'll tell you something. Because I'm never up there. I don't have to be.
Oh, I've been totally momming alone. If it were up to Heather McFadden, because she's never up there. So I've mommed alone.
So she sees my child win an award and texts me, are you here at the awards? It's like, as my child's on stage. I'm like,
I hope so, because I'm going to really here. Call you out if you're not here for the award.
I'm here. And then within the next award was your child. And I think that I took video of you.
Yes. Watching my kid get the award.
That's my favorite thing, though, at awards, is to film the parents, their faces.
Let's see what they're doing. Yeah. And this wasn't a beaming moment for me. Like, as you're listening to this and you're like, great, we're so glad your kids got these great awards.
No, award ceremony are the most... It's really hard to
say. Let me tell you about the award ceremony. So this was the department awards. And at our school, department awards are a big deal. And so department awards into school, and it's like...
It's like English, history, math,
and the teacher academics picks.
And...
The academic ones. And then there's a few that go to the, what's it called? Like not
arts and crafts is what I'm thinking, but it's not right.
Whatever.
Fine arts.
Fine arts. Thank you. My high school son is in the band. Okay. He's on the drum line. He does not like to be in the band.
He's also a baseball player
and he's total dude. And the band is just not his thing. Now I can say that everyone who's like offended, they're like, what's wrong with the band? I was in the band, Heather McFadden.
What did you play?
Excuse me. I play the clarinet. And I don't. See, that's not a punchline. See, that's why people don't like you. Don't like you guys that make fun of the band. I
let's just pull that, you know, Rachel. Pull. That's why people don't like you. Just pull that as a promo for the show.
That's why people don't like you, Heather, because you laugh. I was
as a representation of people mocking the band.
Laugh at the band.
Okay, I was a drama girl. I was a drama nerd.
Nobody laughs at that like they do the band. I had a
people
plume.
Totally do. They're the emos. That is not a cool thing to be in drama. And so here's my child.
To the band kid, it was.
My child won for drama. Your child won for band. Look at us. Our prodigy. Our ceiling is
it's so. Okay. I had a plume and I marched in the band with a clarinet. So everyone.
Wait, you had a plume?
Do you know what a plume is? It's a thing. It goes feather. In your hat. Please, everyone, please DM Heather McFadden.
What? How high with was a picture this of your plume?
I don't know. I cannot recall the plume.
Is it different heights for how important you were in the band?
Surely. So my son, we get the notification that he gets a department award.
They don't tell you which one.
And so my husband and I are like, I can't think of a class where he outscored everybody. Like, what could that be? So
Most improved.
Now, my son does not enjoy the band. And I could use stronger wording, but he does not enjoy the band. And he says he's not in the band. He's just on the drum line. The drum line's cool.
Yeah,
and they're in the pep rallies and they're doing all things.
And they go to other schools.
Yeah, they like go to
my
other
kids,
schools.
My younger kids' schools.
Yes.
Our high schooler school will send their drum line to the younger school. It's a world thing.
And even on the football field, like he at halftime, like goes on the drum line in his football uniform.
Oh, super
so
cool.
It's, we go to small school people. Okay. So anyway, but he's not big on the band. So I'm thinking, oh, if he got the band award, like this would be kind of funny, right? Because he's begging to quit the band. And so they call out and they had the choir teacher calls out the award and she just has a little bit of a mistake in how she announces it. But it's the very first award. And she's like, the first band award is for the jazz saxophone or clarinet player, Brett Yanoff. He didn't play any jazz, much less the sax or the clarinet. Not that anything's wrong with the clarinet.
The clarinet's the best one.
Thanks. And so his face, he goes up there and I mean, he was gracious, but he's standing there. And
I tried to get a good picture, but it was rolling. Like he was looked mad in every picture. His arms were crossed.
Rolling. Like we're rolling. We're like, yes. Humble pie, Brett Yanoff. You just got called up in front of all of your peers for the jazz clarinet saxophone award.
But he didn't.
And your kid got called up for drama. And the kids were going nuts. They loved him because he killed it in this last play.
And you know what? He, because of this, the same thing of like what the kids think about.
Yep.
The culture at our school, not a big fan of. And I think it's more just related.
I am.
Across the board. Well, as far as this aspect, that there's a very narrow, you know what, you can't do these things. It's a social suicide is what I've heard. If you do these certain things, it's social suicide. And so in his mind, doing drama was social suicide. So he wouldn't try out freshman year, sophomore year. I'm like, dude, one of the reasons we picked the school is their amazing theater department. Like really well known for the shows that they put on. So when he comes into the kitchen and is like, I think I'm going to audition. I was like,
And he was the lead, right?
Play it cool. Play it cool. Yeah. Totally got the lead. Like auditioned and then last person to sign up. Like actually was headed to his car. Forgets, goes back. I think we said this in another show, but whatever. All that to say, it was good for him to be recognized for something that was maybe not like he's wired and gifted in that, but hard to do in that it was like a brave thing to do. It was like a stepping outside of what everyone else is doing. And I think our kids, will, whether it's hard academics, whether it's hard physical, whether it's hard stretching in a season of you know, they all went through COVID together, right? Like this was hard, whatever season and stage you were in. Helping our kids by not focusing on like their happiness, but on speaking life. And we'll connect to that Priscilla Schreier talk because it's real inspirational. It's really I know good.
We should
sold
have,
it.
You should have had her. Why am I here? You should have Priscilla. I mean, you got stuck with Cynthia. I love a good Priscilla. Well, and here's the other thing I'd say just as parents too. Can I just step back for a minute? And I'm just going to speak it to myself really more than anyone, but all of you, let's listen and think about this for a moment. There's more than one way to the top for our kids. Mm-hmm. And we tend to buy into this whole idea that, you know, you have to do everything a certain way. And I just want to say, like, it doesn't have to be whatever, sports or track or has whatever. Like, there's a more than one way to the top, and God's developing that in our kids. And so we need to not only celebrate it in our kids when they're doing the hard stuff, when they're doing the things that may be considered social suicide, whatever. Let's celebrate that in our kids. But I'm going to take a step further and say, let's celebrate in someone else's kid. Like, when we see our friends' kids that are doing things that are the hard things, the unorthodox things.
Yeah.
Did you just snap?
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
I thought I was in Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
But yeah, like let's start celebrating kids that are getting to the top a different way. And that may be in the places that don't look, maybe they don't look as successful. Maybe they don't have the best grades or the best whatever, but they're really outside of themselves and doing really well in choir. Or they're, you know, are we celebrating the kid who's getting up and just doing their quiet time? Are we celebrating the kid who's sending the text? Like, I'm praying for you. Like,
The non-sexy things.
Yes.
Like that don't often get the awards on the stage.
Right. It's not Instagrammable. Mm-hmm. It's not picture worthy. I mean, there's nothing I hate. I wrote an article one time on like to the mom whose kid didn't make the honor society. Like the end of the school year when everybody's getting the awards, there's 90% of us moms and dads, our kids aren't getting the awards. And sometimes they are getting the award and it's not the award they wanted. Right.
Yeah.
But like that's, it still matters.
It matters. And I think if you have a child with neurodivergence, I think that what goes unseen is they will only get attention for when they struggle to regulate. They don't get all the accolades for regulating for a majority of the day and all of the extra energy and work it takes to show up to school. Like I think that's going to get passed over left and right. Like the coach is not going to notice that just being on that field is taking a lot of recruitment and a lot of work. They're going to notice when the child goes into shutdown or is getting silly. It's like, can we recognize and know kids well enough to see, wow, I knew that was hard for you. Way to go. And you did it. And you're capable of doing a lot.
Yeah. And so netting it out, right? Like, let them do the hard things. Make them do the hard things a lot of times when they're younger. Like, get them used to being comfortable with being uncomfortable. But then let's cheer them on. Like, let's celebrate it. I needed to celebrate the reading club all those years ago because, like, he's better for it. And I needed to.
Did you tell friends he was in the reading club or were you embarrassed? Like, as we're saying, we need to cheer on each other's
kids.
In
the moment.
That requires vulnerability of sharing. Man, this is really hard for my kid right now.
No, I don't think I did share it. I think I was embarrassed. I mean, I was worried about it. What was that going to look like? And all the things. But
like, my child bit someone. Am I going to share that with my friend? I don't know. I don't think back then I would have.
Right.
And even now, like, with teen stuff, it's like, there's a few people. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like the vulnerability with certain people. So as I want them to celebrate, I know there are people that love my kids and they're for their success. And so walking alongside with them
It matters. It's important. It matters. Yeah.
It matters.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for doing this 6-week series with me.
We did 6 weeks.
Amazing.
We mentored. I don't know. I feel like that's overstating it.
I think we provided good perspective and laughter. And
we
what...
showed up. One time we even recorded one and we didn't. And I say we, there's like not a, someone didn't record it. And so one we did. It was really
good. And then we only got Cynthia's half. So she's going to put that on her podcast. Just her
just half. Me without Heather. But thank you for having me. This has been so fun to get to do this with you.
Yeah, and congrats on Mesmerized.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Y'all go listen. Don't go listen to that one instead of mine. But
no, like, we're going to listen to both because you guys have time.
Totally.
You're going to start with Don't Mom Alone and you're going to think, you know what? I felt like I mommed alone once or twice. I'm going to Mesmerize too. Thanks, friend.
All right. Bye. Thanks, y'all, again for joining us and for sharing this episode with your friends. I've noticed that many people with this series have connected with what we've talked about, and not only that, but shared with friends. And I am always encouraged when I see that online or when I hear about it. Stay tuned, too. Cynthia and I really have enjoyed working together, and so we hope this isn't the end of our partnership. Don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but you know, if you're subscribed to my show, I'm sure I will let you know. If you want to get my Tuesday notes, just go to olaheather.com. Ola starts with an H like Heather, and you can sign up there, and I will send you a little note each week with some things I'm thinking about, a link to the show, and what I'm loving, whether it's food, whether it's something fun on Amazon, or just an activity, or a movie, or a paint-by-number set. I'm going to pray over us and pray over this whole parenting journey. Lord, I know that in my own heart and mind, I desire to do this job well, that I want to steward this responsibility well. And I want your children to know you, to seek you, to use their gifts for your glory. And I also know, Lord, that I can get real discouraged when it seems like I've failed, when it seems like we're not on the path that I thought we would be at, when reality falls short of my expectations. And so, Lord, I hope for each person who's listening, who's there right now, who just feels like they messed up, that they could bring that to you, God, that they could surrender those ideals or those expectations, and that they could lean into your grace and your forgiveness. But more than that, Lord, that they could see your redemption, that you are at work at all times, that they would be encouraged by that. I pray that they would be drawn to community and reminded that we are all doing the best that we can and need one another to lift each other up. I thank you, Lord, for this gift you've given us to be parents, and empower us to be led by you each day in our interactions and our decisions. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, y'all, see you back here next week. I will have some new interviews with fun people. My friend Allie Worthington's coming on the show. So, adios. Have a great week.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.